Good morning, Alan. It looks like we form a quorum.
Good morning, Chair. Yes, that's correct. I think it's currently 8 members on the platform.
Alan, can you hear me?
Yes, Chair, can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay. Chair, there's 7 members on the platform, so it forms a quorum here.
Okay. I think we should start before we have problem of load shedding, which creates problems for members to log in. Good morning, honorable members, media, parliamentary support team, national treasury, other stakeholders who are in attendance. You are welcome, and the meeting is officially open. Are there apologies?
Chair, the only apology is from Mr. Kwankwa.
Okay. Mr. Kwankwa's apology is recorded. Then let's move to item 2. Item 2 is the adoption of the motion of desirability on the Pension Funds Amendment Bill B30-2020. The committee report adopted on the 1st of December 2021, finalized after the meeting, dealt with this matter. Be that as it may, I'm told that there has to be a properly crafted motion of desirability. Advocates, Jenkins and Nolutando, can you explain the difference of the last meeting and what we are going to do today in simple legal terms?
Good morning, Chairperson. Frank Jenkins here. Let me just switch on my video so we can see each other. Chairperson, I'm going to ask my colleague, as you know, Ms. Nolutando Kapisha has dealt with this. I'm going to ask her to respond, please, on this matter. And I can come in after her, Chairperson. Thank you.
Good morning, Chair, and good morning to the members and everyone in the meeting. Chair, the difference is that the committee last week, it was considering the motion of desirability. And it was deciding whether the motion, it was deciding whether the bill is desirable. And having decided that, the committee has to formally adopt the motion of desirability so that the committee can report to the House. Thank you, Chair.
Okay.
Chairperson, if I can just come in maybe for committee to, should there be any confusion? I mean, I have the discussion with some of the staff of the committee. According to what was said in the Ambrosini case by the Constitutional Court regarding public private members' bills, there is a requirement that the public members' bill gets treated much like a bill coming from cabinet and or a committee bill for that matter, and therefore, even if there's a motion of desirability that's been rejected, we do need to report and send it to the House so that it can serve before the House. In that way, we do comply with what was said in the Ambrosini judgment by the Constitutional Court. Thank you, Chairperson.
Thanks, Advocate Jenkins and Nolutando. We have that clarity. Okay. Okay. So, who should start? I think it's Dr. George who initiated the bill. Any mover for the motion of desirability? on the Pension Funds Amendment Bill B30 2020. Dr. George.
Thank you, Chairperson. I do understand the process here, and I just wanted to make a comment or a concern I want to raise here regarding the wording of this report. In item number 7, it says various members who did not support it, and then it goes on to state why they do not, stated, well, obviously amongst other things, but that the bill was not comprehensive enough, it was not, there was no social, economic or financial impact study had been conducted. Item 6, however, it just says that these members supported the motion and it doesn't say anything else. So the report is not balanced. If we are going to leave in why the report, the bill was not, or the motion was not supported, then we need to also give an indication of why it was. So I think that needs to be balanced out. I have got a proposal for that. And I would suggest the following. The members who supported the bill stated that it would provide some relief to fund members given the difficult prevailing economic environment. So I do think we need to say at least something in terms of why it was supported, given that we're saying something with regard to why it was not. Thank you.
Okay, Dr. George, I think that's rational. Secretariat, can you make sure that you insert the point that has been suggested by Dr. George? Because every story has got two sides. Those who support and those who did not support, what were their motivations? So I think we should include the motivation of Dr. George. Okay. And then let's come to the motion, Dr. George. Can you move for the adoption of the report, of the motion of desirability?
I thought we'd done that before, Chair, in that we did that in the last meeting. But nonetheless, I would move to support the motion of desirability. Thank you.
Thanks, Dr. George. Dr. George is the mover. Any seconder? Where is Sarupen and Akhbare?
Honorable Sarupen is on an aeroplane at the moment. Unfortunately, he flew from Johannesburg about 20 minutes ago, so he is unable to actually say anything. However, we have, as I said before, we've been down this road before. We did, in fact, vote on it. And that is what's written in the report. So I'm not quite sure why we are doing that again, because we have already, as far as I understand the process, is we've already considered the motion of desirability, and there were 3 in favor, 4 against. That was done. Now there is a report on that is going presumably to the National Assembly. So it surely must reflect what has already been done, unless I'm wrong, but I don't think that could be wrong. Thanks, Jay.
Okay, before I take those who are going to object, let me go back to the legal team, Nolutando and Advocate Jenkins. Dr. George is raising a question that we voted last time. Are we supposed to vote again today? Can you assist?
Thank you, Chair. Chair, can I request that Alan assist in this process, because I believe he spoke to the procedural staff and they advised on this process. Thank you, Chair.
Okay. Alan? Oh, Jake, doctor, I mean, who's raising the hand? Advocate Jenkins, then Alan.
Thank you, Chairperson. I think the committee is adopting the report today. So the report must reflect the outcome of the voting on the motion of desirability. And then today the committee is adopting a report. My apologies. So that's what we're busy with, Chairperson. But I'll wait for Alan to advise. It's a procedural matter, Chair.
Okay, Advocate Jenkins. Alan, then I'll come to Kosane and Mirolo.
Yes, Chair. Like Frank said, today is the voting on the report that's before the committee. The discussion of last week is captured in the report.
So according to procedure, we are supposed to vote even today?
On the report, that's right, Chair.
Okay, there's that clarity. Dr. George has moved. Any second?
Can I come in, Chair?
I'll come back to Dr. George. Let me take Skosan and Mrolo. We're still dealing with Honorable Skosan.
Yeah, no, thank you very much, Honorable Chair, and greetings to all honorable members and the supporting team. Yeah, I think my understanding is the same as that one of Dr. George, that we dealt with the voting part. So today we are only considering the report as to whether covers what transpired in the previous meeting. Is it the true reflection of what transpired in the previous meeting? Like Honorable George indicated that in his view, the report is not balanced. It does not put the reasons for those who were supporting the motion of disability. So I think, we should then insert that to say those who were in favor, though they were in minority, but these are the reasons attached. Then after that, we must then agree that this is the report. This report is the true reflection of what transpired. It means a person who moves must move for the adoption of the report. It's no longer an issue of voting in favor or against the motion, but it's an issue of the report to say, after the insertion of what Dr. George proposed, do we all agree for the adoption of the report? Then there should be a mover for the adoption of the report and a seconder for the adoption of the report. But we are no longer voting for or against the motion of disability, but we are only looking at the report as to whether does the report represent the meeting, the previous meeting? Does it represent the discussions and the resolutions taken in that meeting?
Okay, Honorable Skosana. Honorable Mrolo.
Well, thank you very much, Chair. Flowing from the discussion, that is exactly what I want to do. I want to suggest that we move for the adoption of the report with the amendment that has been suggested by Dr. George. I have absolutely no qualms with the amendment that it must reflect the views of the minority which were expressed in the last meeting. I'm therefore going to suggest that we adopt the report with the amendment proposed. Thank you.
Okay. Alan, let me come back to you. Is it the understanding of the... What committee did you meet in Parliament? What do you call it?
Chair, sorry, no, I'm just going on what the committee did previously on Mr. Maynard Bill. That was the, I think in 2017, which was the PIC Amendment Bill. So it's basically the same process that was followed then.
So there was a private member's bill that we dealt with in 2017.
That's correct, Chairperson. That was under the chairpersonship of Mr. Karim in the previous parliament, where the committee also dealt with a private member's bill.
So what are we doing now? Are we adopting or rejecting the report or... we are voting on the motion of desirability, because we don't want to make a mistake and think that the two mean the same. The two might not mean the same legally, a report and a motion of desirability. So there must be clarity. Are we voting for the motion? Because the item two says adoption of the motion of desirability on the Pension Funds Amendment Bill. And then in brackets, B2 committee report adopted on the 1st December 2021, MOD finalized after the meeting. So,
Chair, if I can just come in, maybe my wording should have been different. Maybe I should have said voting on the report of motion of desirability, because that's what the committee is doing currently. It's the report that was, or the motion was discussed last week and voted on. So what emanated from that meeting is the report that's currently before the committee. So the committee, like Mr. Skosana said, is basically just voting to say, or not voting, but just voting on the report to say that what is captured in the report is a true reflection of what happened last week.
Okay. So today we are voting on the report and its content as to whether it reflects what we have agreed upon last week. We are not voting on the motion of desirability. Advocate Jenkins, is that the understanding, and Noru Tando?
Chairperson, my apologies. Noritando, go ahead.
Yes, Chair, that is the understanding, Chair. Thank you.
Yeah, agreed, Chair. That's correct. Thanks, Chair.
Okay. Okay, if that's the case, so it means now we are voting for the report. Hold on. Any mover that the report be adopted? We are now voting for the report, not the motion of desirability. Honorable Zanele Nkomo.
The report be adopted with the amendments. Thank you.
Zanel, where are you? Are you in Gauteng or you are in Namakwaland? We can hardly hear you.
Thank you, Chair. I moved that the report be adopted with amendments. Thank you.
Okay, you are now clear. Honorable Nkomo has moved that the report be adopted.
There's no shade, Chairperson.
That the report be adopted with the amendment. Honorable Mrolong, are you supporting?
Indeed, I am, Chair. Thank you very much.
Okay, Honorable Mrolong, second. Any objection? Okay, there's no objection. Okay, we are done with item two. Let's move to consideration and adoption of minutes. We've got lots of minutes, sets of minutes that we have been adopted. Can we start, Alan? You put them on the screen. We adopt each set of minutes. Where do we start?
The first set is the 25th of February, Chair. I've put it on screen. Can you confirm if it's on?
No, click again. It just shows that which minutes were supposed to adopt, but the minutes are not on the screen. Yeah, you can click there again. Okay. 25th February, there are attendance. Proceed. Attendance. They're still on attendance. Introduction. Okay. Number two, ministerial briefing. If there is a comment by members, you will also indicate. Any mover for the adoption of the minutes? Because I believe that we have gone through the minutes last night or yesterday, since they have been emailed to us. Any mover for the adoption of the minutes?
I move, Chair. Abram.
Yes, Noxie, you move. Any second? Any second?
I second, Chair.
Honorable Nkomo, second. Any objection? No objection. Let's take the next set of minutes, Alan.
Second, Chair.
Why were slow is Kosano? Ugu Pino Kutala was Zanella second in a moment. Employee just Kosan. Okay, let's go to the minutes of the 3rd of March 2021. Attendance, there you are. Public hearings, submissions, key issues discussed, closing remarks, adjournment. Any mover for the adoption of the minutes of 3rd March?
I move for the. Okay.
Honorable Mavileta moves. Any seconder?
I second, Chair.
Honorable Abraham seconds. Objection? No objection. Next set of minutes. Minutes of 5th of March, 2021.
Seconded, Chair.
We are on the minutes of the 5th of March. Are you moving for the adoption? Hey, you know, this concern has got a problem with connectivity. Okay, introduction, response by Treasury, matters arising, closing remarks. Any mover for the adoption of the minutes?
I so move, Chair.
Honorable Abraham moves. Second?
Second, Chair.
Honorable Bolkomo, seconds. Any objection? No objection. Next set of minutes. March 2021. Opening consideration and adoption of the committee report. There we are, adjournment. Any mover for the adoption of the minutes?
I move for the adoption, Chair.
Honorable Mavileta moves. Any second?
I second, Chair.
Honorable Abraham, second. Next set of minutes. Minutes of the 16th of March, 2021. There you are. Pending briefing by Treasury, briefing by Dr. George, briefing by G. Lewis, matters arising, closure. Okay, any mover for the adoption of the minutes?
Chair, before we move, there's just a small error there, but I see it's highlighted. If it can be corrected before we adopt the minutes, I may have missed it. If you can just go a little bit up on the screen. I think it's a task instead of N task. Under briefing by Dr. George on the Pension Fund Amendment Bill. Second sentence. Members were given a task. In fact, I don't even understand why would we say that. Oh, yes, an opportunity. That would be correct. Yeah, it's fine. Thank you very much. And I suggest that we... okay, and even up there, second sentence. Briefing by National Treasurer.
Okay.
Yeah, it's fine. I propose that we adopt the minutes, Chair. Thanks.
Okay. The seconding. Thanks, Honorable Mrolo. Next set of minutes.
Mrolo was moving, Chair, not seconding.
Didn't you move? Okay. If that's the case, Mrolong moves. Any second?
I second, Chair.
Honorable Mavileta, second.
I thought Honorable George would at least second on this one. I mean, really, he was there and it was a discussion of his, I'm sorry, of his own motion.
But he's not objecting, so it means he agrees with the content of the minutes. So funa kuti ati I move.
No, I agree, Chair. Come on, Dr. George, be a good sport on this one.
Chair, I mean, generally, Chair, we know that the DA reserves their comments because most of the time, they are against a particular discussion. And now, I mean, really, the ANC has procedurally moved for the adoption of the report that was initiated by themselves. And the ANC still seconded that report and made it eligible to go to the House. The least that the honorable members can do is to participate in ensuring that the minutes are moved and adopted. It must not remain just on the hands of the African National Congress as it is happening now, as if they have no interest in what is being discussed.
Okay, I see Dr. George is raising his hand. Dr. George.
Thank you, Chairperson. Yeah, I think we shouldn't impute motives to individuals without actually asking them. I certainly am here and I'm fully participating in this process. As the minutes are coming through, I do have some comments later on some minutes. I will raise them when the time comes. I believe the process is going very well. The chairperson is putting minutes. There's a proposer, there's a seconder. The process is going well and there is full participation, certainly from me. However, if there is a strong view on these minutes in particular, that, as I said, I have not objected to any of the minutes so far, this one included. So if there is a strong view that I should second the approval of that particular minute, I have no objection to doing that. I just don't want to clutter up the airways, but I'm certainly am participating. So yeah, Chair, I think that should clarify my position. Thanks, Chair.
Okay, thanks, Dr. George. Let's move to the next set of minutes of 4th May 2021.
I move for the adoption, Chair.
Honorable Abraham moves for the adoption. Any second?
I second, Chair.
Honorable Mavileta, second. The next set of minutes. Minutes of the 11th May 2021.
I move for the adoption, Chair.
Honorable Mavileta moves. Any second?
Second, Chair.
Honorable Abraham seconds. Next set of minutes. Minutes of 19th May 2021.
I move for the adoption, Chair.
Honorable Mavileta moves for the adoption. Any second?
I second, Chair.
Honorable Mrolong second. Next set of minutes.
I move for the adoption, Chair.
Honorable Mavileta moves for the adoption. Any second?
I second.
I second, Chair.
Honorable Mrolong and Komo second. Minutes of 17th August 2021.
I move for the adoption, Chair.
Honorable Mabileta moves for the adoption. Any second?
Second, Chair.
Honorable Abraham, second. Minutes of 24th August.
I move for the adoption, Chair.
Honorable Mabileta moves for the adoption.
Chairperson, my hand was up. Chairperson, my hand was up.
Okay, let me get somebody to second. Honorable George, I'll come back to you. Zanel, are you seconding?
Chairperson, I have a correction to the minutes.
Okay. Correction?
Chairperson, the most important thing about a set of minutes is that they reflect not only the content, but also the context. Now, on bullet 6, it says that I had stated that I would amend the bill to a 30% limit. That is correct. And then further down, under matters arising, bullet number 5, it says that Dr. George to submit a full written response to the comment matrix. That is correct. If we go up to the fifth bullet, further up at the top of the minutes, if you can just go, I'll scroll up a bit. I just want to make sure I got the right bullet. It was the fifth bullet. Can you just roll up there? Okay, there we go. So it was the fifth bullet, third, fourth, fifth, yes. No, hold on, there was a, I must just check because I just want to find that particular item. It will be very quick indeed. It was to do with the submission of the report, 2, 3, 4, 5. Yes, I don't know, why does it look different on mine? On the presentation, on the fifth item, fourth, fifth, it says in response to the letter, the sponsor of the bill, Dr. George, stated that he agreed that the surety must be limited to 30% and that this amendment be drafted in the B version of the bill. He also responded to some of the concerns, although no formal response document was prepared by the sponsor. Now, the context here is not entirely accurate, and I would want to add into that, after sponsor, given that it was sent to him the day before, because as we discussed, on the meeting the other day regarding the bill and the process, I had to just get some information more on the timing of everything. Now, I received that matrix for the very first time on Monday, the 23rd. That was the day before the meeting. It was a constituency day and it was 10:40 in the morning. And that was emailed to me. And that is the reason why there were oral responses. And then we said correctly, as reflected in these minutes, that I'd already said I'd want to amend the bill to 30%, but I also then, we discussed at the committee, is that I would then submit a written responses as I have done. So I don't think that captures exactly the situation, because it says he also responded to some of the concerns, which is correct, obviously to the best of my ability, having received it the day before, although no formal response document was prepared by the sponsor. I do think we need to elaborate on that, because it was clear on that day too, I've no doubt, given it was sent to him the day before. That, I think, would properly capture what the situation was. And that is very clear as to why the process ran that way. So I got the matrix on the Monday. The committee met on the Tuesday. I gave responses to that, what I had so far. And then we undertook that I would provide a written response, which I did subsequently do. So I just wanted to correct that, so there's no misperception about that. Thank you, Chair.
Thanks, Dr. George, for that clarity. There is a mover for the minutes with the amendments. Any second?
I'll second, Chair, if I haven't proposed.
Dr. George, second.
Thank you.
Thanks. Let's move to the next set of minutes.
Chair, before adoption,
Honorable Mrolo,
let me remind myself, are these the minutes of the 31st of August?
Yeah.
Okay. Under introduction, Chair, I don't know, it may have been corrected in the in this presentation, but I picked up that there was just a small error. And it's grammar. The chairperson opened the meeting and welcomed everybody, indicating that this was public hearings. So it's supposed to indicate that these were public hearings on the 2021 draft taxation law amendment, instead of this was. Okay. I'm prepared to move for the adoption of the minutes with these corrections. Thanks, Chair.
Thanks. Any second?
Seconded.
Honorable Mavileta, seconds. Next set of minutes.
So even here, there's just a minute error that I picked up. So on opening and welcome, this would be the minutes of the 8th of September, isn't it, Chair?
Yes.
Yeah. So on opening and welcome, it's okay, but under briefing. So it should read a briefing on the adoption of the report of the draft notice, instead of briefing on an adoption. So it should read briefing on the adoption of report. Thanks, Chair. I with these corrections, minor corrections, I wish to move for the adoption of the minutes.
Honorable Mrolo moves with that correction.
Second,
Honorable Nkomo, second. The next set of minutes. Minutes of 9th November.
I move for the adoption, Chair.
Honorable Nkomo moves for the adoption of the minutes. Any second?
I second, Chair.
Honorable Mawiletsa, second. Next set of minutes.
I move for the adoption, Chair.
Bulma Villetta moves for the adoption.
Second, the chairperson.
Honorable Nkomo, second.
Chair, sorry, it's Alan. The committee is moving on to 16 November. Just to highlight, there were two separate meetings on that day, so there's two sets of minutes for the 16th, as well as the 17th, which is after this one.
So where are the minutes? Are you?
Putting it up quickly.
Minutes of the 16 November 2021.
I move for the adoption, Chair.
Honorable Mawiletsa moves for the adoption.
I second, Chair.
Honorable Mrolong seconds. Minutes of 16 November 2021.
I move for the adoption, Chair.
Honorable Mawiletsa moves for the adoption.
Second, Chair.
Honorable Nkomo second. Next set of minutes. Minutes of 17 November 2021. Any
move for that adoption, Chairperson? A move, Chair.
Hey, how much is in a motor? Why is there a car hooting behind you?
I had to go and look for a network. There's no shading in my area, Chair. Hence the sound big loud.
You are at Andruma Petro Street. Where is the taxi?
Huh?
Move for the Zanele moves. Second?
I second.
Honorable Mawiletsa, second. Let's move faster before we miss Zanele, because we're not doing a problem in network at Tembisa.
Yes.
I'm going to broadband it and this. Even Malamlele is much better when it comes to network. Minutes, there we are. Any mover?
I move for the adoption.
Honorable Mavileta moves.
I second, sir.
Honorable Mrolong seconds. Okay. Minutes of 19th November 2021.
I move for the adoption.
Honorable Mavileta moves for the adoption of the minutes. Any second?
Second, Chairperson.
Honorable Nkomo seconds the minutes. Minutes of 23rd November. Any mover?
I move for the adoption.
Honorable Mavileta moves for the adoption. Any second?
I second, Chair.
Honorable Mrolong seconds. Minutes of 24th November 2020. Any mover?
I move, Chairperson.
Honorable Nkomo moves for the adoption of the minutes. Any second?
I second.
I want us to make sure that when we deal with the adoption of the minutes, we first show the attendance and then go on to the minutes, because we do not want an audit opinion that judges us based on the minutes being moved or seconded by a member who was not part of the meeting. I'm not saying anybody who has just moved or seconded has not been part of any meeting, but I'm just saying that whenever I try to look at whether I was in the meeting, I'm not able to see that. And then the process just moves on. Thank you, Chair.
Okay, thanks, Noxie. Okay, next set of minutes.
Chacha, maybe on what the WIP has suggested, now that we've dealt with quite a volume of meetings, of minutes of meetings, we may request that consideration be made to the admonishment that was just made by Honorable Abrams to the effect that should our team pick up that some minutes may have been seconded or moved by those who were absent in those meetings. Those meetings must be brought back to the committee so that we can correct that error. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Honorable Mrolo. Okay, let's proceed. Those were the members in attendance, and then the rest are parliamentary staff, and yeah, that's it. Any mover for the adoption of these minutes?
I move, Chair.
Honorable Mrolong moves. Second.
I second.
Honorable Mabeletsa second.
Chair, this is the last set of minutes, the 1st of December.
Okay. There we are.
Chairperson, my hand was up.
Okay. Over to Dr. George.
Thank you very much. If we could just scroll down a little bit there, please. It's the same issue I raised earlier on, that it says why the members objected to the motion, but it doesn't say why some supported it. Now, of course, there was a lot of other conversation, etc., that happened in that meeting. It was quite a lot, but obviously minutes are merely there to capture the decisions taken, etc. So this is correct decision capture, but as I said previously, to the report, was that it says why it was not supported. So if we could just add in that additional bit that I mentioned before, then I think the minutes would be an accurate reflection.
Okay, thanks, Dr. George. That has been effected, as we have done with the report of the committee.
I would move, Chair.
Dr. George moves with the amendment effected. Any second?
Seconded.
Honorable Mrolong second. Alan, you said this was the last set of minutes.
That's correct, Chair. That's it for today in terms of minutes.
Okay, that's it. Are we meeting tomorrow? I haven't looked at my diary yet.
No, Chair. This is actually the final meeting of the committee for this year.
Oh, by the way. Okay. Okay, thanks very much. Do people want to make farewell speeches? Noxi, do you want to say something on behalf of your party and any other member before I close? Then DA, and I see Vessels is here. 2 minutes each.
Okay, Chair. Thank you so much. Chair, on behalf of the African National Congress, I would like to really thank the members for the cooperation during the course of the year. We might have differed in terms of ideology. However, we all have a common goal to build the nation. I wish to really wish each and every one of us a blessed festive season, and not forgetting the support staff and all members of the departments and legal team, researchers, everybody who has been part of assisting the committee do its work. I wish you all the best, and may the good Lord bless you. And may you, as you enjoy the holidays, also keep safe, remembering that we are living in the last days and the diseases are in abundance. And may your families be protected against any dangers, any accidents, and any diseases. Thank you so much. God bless you all. Thank you, Chair.
Thanks, Dr. George. And then I see there's Akbar Vessels. I don't see Inkata. I don't see EFF and other parties. So it will be Dr. George, then Akbare Vessels. Over to you, Dr. George.
Thank you, Chairperson. On behalf of the Democratic Alliance, I would like to thank you, Chairperson, for chairing this committee fairly, without fear or favor, and we appreciate that. I'd also like to offer my appreciation to my fellow members of this committee for your collegiality. We don't always agree, but it has been a collegiate and conducive environment for debate, and I'm thankful for that. Also to all the support staff for all the hard work you do. It is a difficult job and you do it well. Thank you. We are grateful. I'd like to wish you all a very happy and safe festive season, both for yourselves and for your families. May it be a really good year next year also for all of you. And I wish you all the very best, and I look forward to seeing you in the new year. Thank you very much, Chair.
Thanks, Dr. George. Agbare Wissers.
Ja, dankie, agbare voorzitter. Thank you, Chairperson. Chairperson, also thank you to the colleagues. It's not been an easy year. It's been a very, very busy year with a lot of challenges also making our work and complicating our work a lot. And I want to thank all the colleagues and also the support staff, also yourself, for the way that you have been chairing these meetings and this committee. And let us all have a good rest. Let us all stay safe. May everybody have a blessed Christmas and a festive season. And let us be recuperated next year for the challenges that we are most probably going to face in the coming year. And let us continue the work that we do on behalf of the people, not on behalf of ourselves, but on behalf of our constituencies and for the people out there. And once again, thank you and have a good festive season.
Danke, Agbare Wissers. I don't see any other party here. They are not here. Okay. Let's come to closing remarks. Thanks very much, honorable members of this committee, colleagues across parties or political spectrum. It was a very, very busy year. Of course, we have got COVID, which is a dangerous pandemic. It has changed the way of doing things internationally in the country and also in parliament. We hardly see each other unless those of us who come to parliament in between. Thanks very much. We have been working together as a team, of course, taking mandates from our political parties. But be that as it may, we have shown a high level of professionalism and tolerance in the manner that we relate, coming from across different parties. So thanks very much for that. It was a very good working relationship that we have inculcated since we have started in 2019 up to so far. Next year, colleagues, will also be a busy year. I will propose that next year we also spend much of our time in the field. We haven't been doing much oversight in terms of visiting the entities that report to this committee. I think the last time we were out was in 2019. So I propose that next year, 2022, as we have already started with the programming of oversight visits, we'll be visiting the Land Bank, FFC, Treasury to get an explanation of the IFMS. However, I believe that we'll add more weight in our responsibility if we include other entities so that we see for ourselves as to what's happening in those entities. So will look at the program with the support team and then propose more oversight visits and then send to you for comment before the program gets published. I want to thank the support staff who work under very difficult circumstances. It's a new way of doing things. They work from home. It's unlike when all of us are in parliament where they've got all the necessary equipments to operate because parliament has invested a lot on technology and other necessary working, I mean, tools of trade. But working from home, everything has to be done online. So, but be that as it may, they operate as if all of them are in parliament physical, though that is not the case. So thanks very much, parliamentary support team, all of you, without mentioning each one of you by name. We miss you a lot. We hope that at some stage, the situation will normalize and we come together and be the family as we are used to. Thanks very much to the support team of PBO. They are quite very helpful on issues of analyzing the budget with the FFC. We want to thank you for your invaluable contribution. Thanks to National Treasury, who are always here, because our responsibility in the main is to play oversight on National Treasury and their entities. So thanks very much. You are a team together with us. We are working for the good of the Republic. We'll meet again with you next year. After the minister will have presented the budget, we process the budget, then we'll be going out to the field with you. Thanks very much to the legal team. You have been very, very helpful with your professional advices. Parliament is a very important institution or arm of government because there are three arms of government. It's parliament, judiciary, and executive. So you make sure that whatever we do it in compliance with the legislation and procedures of parliament. Thanks to the entities that report to Treasury and to us directly here for their cooperation, including the Auditor General and everybody who works in all other entities that we play oversight. So thanks very much, colleagues. Also, before I close, I want to wish Sister Teboho Sipanya, who is part of the Secretariat. She hasn't been well for some time. I hope she's recovering. On behalf of the committee, Teboho, we wish you a speedy recovery. So thanks very much, colleagues. I wish you all the best for the festive season and let's come back safe in 2022. Obrigado, hasta la vista. Inkomo, danke, akbare, enkos, siyabule.
Thank you, Chair. Long live.
Ralebo, Chair. Happy holidays.
The chairperson has got a second wife in Tswane. He's Tembo in Tswane. He's Tembo.
People of Tswane are looking after me, so it's my second wife.
Yeah, we are born.
Now you are born. Ah, what you can see. The dress code. The dress
code. Yeah. Recording stop.
So what you suspect something, no?
I don't even suspect. I know there's something.
Oh, on a bush telegraph.
Yeah. Reliable sources.
Okay, good. Umazwanga is not going for deployment. That's why he has got other agendas.
Yeah, the deployment must be comfortable.
Yeah.
Thank you. What are we saying?
You want to influence JC with the Andrew deployer to Krav Reinhardt?
Okay. Yes, Magazwai.
Yeah,
Magazwai.
Yes, ma'am.
The chairperson has got farmers even here. He's got his own exes even in the Eastern Cape.
Yo, I get. See what he is.
Yes.
They are red. The exes are red.
Yeah, typical of Shangan men.
I thought it's a Zulu thing.
Zulu, Amazulu, what copies from us?
Next time, it's fancy recent Noxico Gianuqua.
Ah, TV Gian.
Next.
What I say even next time? She won't come.
Okay.
I can't say.